Thousands of people have been leaving their homes in northern Syria as Turkey continues its assault on border towns. The attacks began after President Trump pulled US soldiers out of the area. Last night, he said he hoped to mediate in the conflict. The areas under attack are controlled by Kurdish militias, key allies of the United States in the battle against Islamic State. They say they've been stabbed in the back. Lindsay Hilsum, the international editor of Channel 4 News, is in the Kurdish Syrian town of Qamishli.
Well, as far as I'm aware, here in Qamishli, it has been a reasonably quiet night. There was more shelling last night, the night before, than last night. But people have been fleeing from the border area. There are several villages which are now occupied by forces which are proxies for the Turks, Arab forces which are proxies for the Turks. And I think that there's a lot of fear for today and more people fleeing their homes in the border area.
And when people leave their homes, where can they go?
Well, the Kurdish held area is reasonably large. There's a place called Hasaka further south, which is far, far away from the border, and that at the moment seems to be where people are fleeing to and people are going to stay with relatives and so on. But of course the question is what's going to happen in the long term, because if the Turks are determined to create a buffer zone and to move in Syrian refugees, Arabs who are currently in Turkey, then we're talking about people being permanently displaced. And it's quite different going to stay with your auntie in Hasaka for a couple of weeks than, you know, losing your home forever.
Can we talk a little more about that? Turkey has a huge army. What's its stated aim?
What President Erdogan of Turkey has said is that the Kurdish forces on this side of the border are terrorists and that this is an operation to get rid of terrorists. Well, the Kurds who control this part of Syria they have formed a military group called the Syrian Democratic Forces, who fought alongside the Americans and with the British to defeat the Islamic State. So certainly the Americans and British would not think of them as terrorists. However, they are connected with the PKK, which is a force inside Turkey, a Kurdish force, which the Turks regard as terrorists. They want to separate from the Turkish state, and Western countries do also regard them as terrorists. So that's the connection. Now, what the aim of the Turks is to separate the Kurds in Turkey from the Kurds in Syria. So if they create this buffer zone, and if they force, and it will be forcing refugees from Syria, many Arabs, into that area, then what they've done is they have effectively separated the Kurds of Turkey, some of whom are loyal to the PKK, the group that wants to overthrow or wants to separate out from the Turkish government, from the Kurds of Syria. And that is their aim.
And over the past couple of days then, have the Kurds been fighting back?
They have been fighting back, and there have been losses on both sides. But the SDF, the Kurdish, and I should say there are some Arabs within that force as well, but the mainly Kurdish forces here, they just don't have the military strength to fight a NATO member army like the Turks. They don't have, you know, the massive tanks and so on. They don't have air power. In fact, when they were fighting the Islamic State, they were the ground forces. They were what you might call the poor bloody infantry, and it was the Americans who provided the air power, who bombed the Islamic State. So they just do not have the ability to fight back against the Turks. And I'm told that in the two main towns that the Turks have been targeting, Tal Abyad and Ras Al Ain, my understanding is that the Kurdish forces have retreated.
President Erdogan has been giving short shrift to those who criticise what he's doing, saying that the EU has paid Turkey to look after a huge number of Syrian refugees.
Well, of course, that's where he has a point, isn't it? There are 3.6 million Syrian refugees in Turkey. Turkey has shouldered an enormous burden of looking after these refugees. It's a very large number. However, I think that President Erdogan, he knows that what he's doing, because he said so, is to fight the Kurds. His main issue is his own Kurdish problem, as he sees it, within Turkey. And when President Trump announced that he was withdrawing the very few American forces here on the Syrian side of the border, President Erdogan saw it as a green light. He saw that as his moment. Pounce. There was no threat from this side of the border to Turkey, no threat at all. And yet President Erdogan moved to attack the Kurds on the Syrian side of the border because he saw the opportunity. He knew that there would be a lot of criticism from Europe, but what President Trump did, it gave him the green light.
How real are the fears that all of this will give ISIS prisoners an opportunity to escape?
Oh, I think the fear is very real. I was here in March and visited Al-Hol camp, which is one of the camps where women who are still loyal to the Islamic State are held. And the Kurdish forces there, they hold order there by a very, very thin thread, because those women are still determinedly devoted to the Islamic State. There have been stabbings, there have been uprisings and riots against the Kurdish guards. Now, what the Kurds are saying is that they cannot hold on to those camps, because there are several camps and also prisons, because they have to send their people to the border to fight. Well, maybe that's a little bit of what one might call threat or blackmail, because apparently they are still looking after those prisoners. They are still guarding those camps, because, of course, they don't want these Islamic State prisoners running around the Kurdish-held part of Syria. The last thing they want is for them to regroup and start forming their caliphate again. That's what they spent the last 4 years fighting. But there is very little security there. And then the question is, many of those camps are further into to Syrian the Kurdish-held Syria than the buffer zone that the Turks are talking about. And so it makes the whole situation very insecure. And some of the Americans are still here, and there are some British special forces as well. But this is a very, very unstable situation. And this is something which affects, all of Syria and Europe as well, because if these people start to escape, well, some of them are a threat. And their leader, Baghdadi, called upon them to escape and to go back to their own countries and to start, terrorist attacks there. So this is a threat to everybody.
And that was Lindsay Hilsum, international editor of Channel 4 News, speaking earlier from northern Syria. By the way, the French European Affairs Minister has said this morning that sanctions against Turkey will be on the table at next week's European summit. You're with Morning Ireland. The time is coming up now to 8:30.